Girl, let him go. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You right there. Don't scroll now. You know he's not good for you. You know you guys don't have a future together. You know his bar is below the flow. 6 feet under.
And he stink a little bit.
You know. No, it's tough. You guys may have history and you may be imagining how he's going to be when he changes and he becomes the perfect man for you and he becomes the father of your kids and he becomes so kind and starts taking you on dates and treating you how you deserve and calling you beautiful every... Girl, some of these men just don't change. And sometimes we aren't the ones for them. And that's okay. We are not going to be everybody's cup of tea. But you don't need to be entertaining something that is not serving where you want to be or who you want to be, where you want to go, the relationship you want to have. If you ever made a pros and cons list in your notes about this man, that should be the sign in itself. If all your friends and family are telling you you need to let him go, girl, listen to them. Don't worry, y'all. I've been in the same boat. But don't stress and let someone who you know is not for you. Don't ignore the signs and let time go by. Because time will go by. Soon it's going to be 2 years, baby. Focus on you. Focus on your career. Focus on getting yourself better, elevating, eating good, moving your body, finding new hobbies, leaning into your friendships. Make your money, girl. When you are working on your best self, the man that's for you will walk into your life. Have faith in that. Don't settle for someone who is below the bar, who is not treating you how you deserve to be treated. I know it sucks to be lonely, but take that and be patient and work on yourself. It's all going to be worth it in the end. I promise. Pinky promise, girl. But yeah, let him go. I love y'all. Bye.